Hi, it's Pastor Jeff, and now I want to talk to you about the 1-2-3 ABC discipleship process when we're dealing with a spiritual leader in the family of God, a leader. Let me remind you that in our life cycle, we've talked about the 5 stages for which all of humanity fits and finds itself. We talked about the lost, where sadly and frankly, most are born and most die. But there are some, by the grace of God, that go from lost to lover. Those who embrace by the grace of God and the power of the Spirit of God, they embrace His truth, His love, and the reality of warfare. And we said, those lost who become lovers, when healthy, will continue to grow and become the learners. They'll embrace the facts of God's word, will, and way. They'll have the faith that lives out God's word, God's will, and God's way. And that will begin to see the Lord producing fruit in and through their lives that is in line with God's word, God's will, and God's way. And we said that the learner appears to be at kind of the apex of the life cycle, at that highest point. Why is that? It's because when we now get to this place of spiritual leadership, if in the life cycle we look at this person who is a leader, and we now speak to what is going into the head and coming out of the heart and the hands of this leader, we said, what's going to happen now is the learner begins to realize that their love for God and their love for people, when authentic, calls for a servant's heart to serve the world. And so that upward posture turns into an outpouring process. And the up turns into the pouring out process. The spiritual leader, the Christian leader, that person who was once lost, who was captured by grace and born again as a baby lover of God, who has grown through the adolescence as a learner, is now becoming one whose learning is being transformed into living, loving, and leading in and for Christ. Now, at this level, we're talking about what most would consider to be a very mature Christian. Not perfect. None of us are perfect. Remember, we've said before that our definition of a disciple is a miraculous, Christ-like work in progress. Listen, we're all going to be works in progress until we get home. But the leader is that spiritually mature, count on them, know that they are truly, sincerely committed and passionate about being God's instrument, to being the Lord's inspirational witness. Well, when we talk about 1-2-3 ABC discipleship with a leader, and remember, all of us are being poured into, all of us are being refined. The leader too needs to grow. And so when we talk about the head, the heart, and the hands of the leader, here we're going to focus on informing, inspecting, and inspiring. When it comes to the head, we want to inform them so that we can help empower them to embrace God's call. So if, for example, somebody has a specific call on their life to lead and serve for the Lord, we want to inform them with that which is needed to empower them to say, "Yes, Lord." When this leader is about to step into that fullness, we want to help to inspect their heart, to help them to inspect their heart before the Lord. You see, this is no longer about the nursery or even the elementary or the middle school. We're talking about spiritual maturity and spiritual adults. And for the spiritually mature, there's a very important part. As we would see in nature that we need to help others become self-feeders, well, as we disciple a leader, we want them to not only be informed, but we want them to know how to inspect their heart, to lay their heart bare before the Lord, and to make this a regular part of their process. So the emphasis when we talk about the love of the heart, is to help them to inspect their heart. And when we talk about the work of the hands, it's no longer just about the fruit, but here we want them to take what has been informed and inspected and now turn it into that which inspires others. And that which has been informed and inspected must be accepted. Remember, 1, 2, 3, A, B, C, discipleship. When the leader accepts what the informing and the inspecting calls for, then they will become, now let's look at B, the subset between the truth of the inspection and the hope of the inspiration. When they become the truth of the inspection and the hope of the inspiration, they're ready now to go to C, which is to commit to that which the informed and the inspected helps to inspire. And they say, yes, Lord, to that call. Here you see 1, 2, 3, A, B, C, discipleship. When this leader, who was most recently a learner, embraces and takes that which God would give them in the informing process, when that leader then embraces and passes in their heart of hearts the inspection process of their love as really just laid bare between them and the Lord, and when they have both become and committed to that inspirational call on their lives. Here again, the secular process comes to its bullseye. The 1, 2, 3, A, B, C, discipleship bullseye says, yes, the informing, the inspecting, and the inspiring has been accepted. They are becoming it. They're committed to it. This is a disciple who is ready to grow to that next stage, which in our life cycle is the lifer. Come back and we'll take a look at the lifer next.